traits and disciplines of a real man. Humility. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble and think of others and take an interest in them too. Kindness. Be patient, understanding, wise, loving, faithful, and kind. Forgiveness. Make allowance for each other's faults, and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you. Love. We know and believe that God loves us. Show that sincere love to others. Always treat people with respect and integrity. A real man doesn't trash talk or bad mouth other people. A real man finds no value in tearing down other people. He realizes these people are not much different from himself. He also realizes God is not glorified in the tearing down of others. Honor and respect the feelings of others, especially the dignity of women. Don't talk about the failures and downfalls of others. A real man builds up others because he is confident in himself. Honor others and make them feel important. Work hard, but never chase a paycheck. A real man is not lazy. Work hard, but never allow the almighty dollar to be the purpose. Work hard for the Lord. Don't have a life with no greater purpose than to lust after a large bank account at the expense of family and God. That's a wasted life. Work hard, but also rest hard, play hard, be present, and nurture your relationships. Family, friends, and God come first. Be in control of yourself. If someone or something else can force you to react, you are not in control of yourself, and that is dangerous. Do not be controlled by emotions or others. This is true strength that comes from God and from within. Find your strength in the Lord. Don't look to the world for your identity or sense of worth. God is the only source of lasting strength. Use this strength to lead your family, run your business, and interact with others in ways that glorify God. Celebrate the successes of others. If you can't, then something is wrong. Celebrate with others when something positive happens in their life. Work hard and compete hard. But there is more than one seat at the table of life. Be confident with your own abilities and talents. Pull up a chair and let others sit down. Honesty. Be consistently honest and ethical regardless of how big or small the decision or if anyone will ever know the outcome. Don't cheat, cut corners, or make unethical business decisions. Don't live for others or for the cares of this world. Live for God and don't sacrifice honesty and integrity even if it costs you a job, money, or anything else. Be consistent, don't compromise, and be dedicated to the Lord.